Okay, so let's pick up from the Mishnah and Daf Mem Zayinim and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hakadr shehichnes kneiros of the chatzar balabais. If a kader is a person who makes pats, a potter who brings his kneiros, his pats, into the courtyard of the bal habais, into the bal habais, the homeowner's chatzar. So let's use names. Reuven brings his pats into Shimon's courtyard. Shelo b'rishus, and he didn't have permission to bring his things there. Ushvara, or some have it as Ushvaram, behemto shel bal habayis, and the bal habayis's animal, so Shimon's animal, breaks those pots that Reuven brought into Shimon's backyard without permission. What's the halacha? Shimon going to be responsible to compensate Reuven? So it says the Mishnah Potter. Shimon is going to be Potter from having to compensate Reuven. Presumably because Reuven didn't have a right to bring his things there. Vim huzgabahen, and if Shimon's animal got damaged as a result of those pots that Reuven brought into Shimon's backyard or Shimon's courtyard without permission, then the owner of the pots, Reuven, is going to be liable to pay Shimon for those damages. Vim hichnes pershos, but if he brought them in with permission, well then, bal chatzar chayv, the owner of the courtyard is going to be liable. It's going to be liable for what? So this is obviously in a case where Reuven's pots got damaged as a result of Shimon's animal. So when Shimon's animal damages, breaks those pots, well then the Bala Chatzar is going to be liable to pay because he gave Reuven permission to bring his things there. Okay, so three aspects of this case where Reuven brings his pots into Shimon's backyard. If he didn't have permission to bring them in and Shimon's animal broke them, so then he's going to be put there. If he was damaged by them, if Shimon's animal were damaged by those pots, so then Reuven is going to be liable. And if he had permission to bring his pots in, well then if Shimon's animal damaged Reuven's pots, Shimon is going to be liable. Okay, now hichnes peiros of the chatzar balabais, if he would bring his fruits into the courtyard of the balabai, so Reuven brings his fruits into Shimon's courtyard, shelo b'rishus, without permission, v'chalos and behemto shel balabais, and the animal of the balabais ate them, potter, he's going to be potter, vim huska behen, and if Shimon's animal got damaged as a result of those fruits somehow, balabayos chayv, then the owner of the fruit is going to be liable, vim hichnes b'rishus, and if he brought them in with permission, he had a right to bring his things there, bala chatzar chayv. So then the owner of the courtyard is going to be liable if his animal damaged those fruits. So very similar to the first set of cases in the Mishnah. Hichnes shor l'chatzar bala bayis, if Reuven brings his ox into the courtyard of the bala bayis, into Shimon's courtyard, shelo b'rishus, without any permission, u'negachu shor shel bala bayis, and Shimon's ox, the owner of the bala bayis is an ox, gores Reuven's ox, o shenashacho kabel shel bal habayis, or the dog, or Shimon's dog, bit the ox that Reuven brought in. What's the halacha? Is Shimon going to be liable or not? So it says Mishnah Pater, he's going to be Pater from liability. Nagahu shor shel bal habayis, but what about if Reuven's ox gored Shimon's ox? Well, then chai, then he's going to be liable for that. Now, parenthetically, the Mishnah says nafalabor v'hivish meimav. If Reuven's ox fell into the pit, into Shimon's pit, and he made the waters bad, he made the waters all dirty, we'll have to see exactly how that happened, chayv, then Reuven is going to be liable. Hayo avivo b'no l'socho, or if Shimon's father or his son were in that pit when Reuven's ox fell in, and Reuven's ox fell in and killed them, well then, mishayim es ha-kofer, Reuven is going to have to pay kofer. Now that's a little bit interesting. We've discussed kofer in the past. Normally kofer is when Reuven's ox, let's say, gores and kills Shimon, so the halacha is that Reuven's animal is going to have to be put to death. But if Reuven's animal is a muad with respect to killing people, then he's going to have to pay. Then Reuven's going to have to pay kofar in addition to the fact that Reuven's animal is going to have to be put to death. So now the chiddush over here, apparently somehow Reuven's animal is considered to be a muad over here, and he's going to have to pay kofar. Okay, so we'll have to get back to that. But though that's a parenthetical comment. The Mishnah it continues. Remember, there's always three cases that we're figuring out within each of these. Of three general cases. We have bringing in your pots, bringing in your fruit, and bringing in your ox. Within each of those, we try to figure out what happens if when you bring in your pots, let's say, without permission, and the Bala Habayis' animal damages your pots, he's going to be potter. If his animal gets damaged as a result of those pots, then you're going to be chayiv. And if you have permission to bring there, which is the third example that we deal with, is if you had permission to bring in there, then the Bala Chatzar is going to be chayiv. So we discussed that for all three of those aspects. For kederos, for peros, and for shor, we only discussed two so far. We said if you bring your shor into the If you bring your shor into the Baal HaBayis, his chater, without permission, and then his animal damages your animal, well, then he's pater. If your animal damaged his animal, you didn't have a right to be there, then you're chayv. Then we have this parenthetical comment about if your animal falls into his pit, or his father is in there, and he kills him, then you have to be covered. Now the Mishnah continues the case of shor and says, v'im hichnes pershus, but if you brought in your ox with permission, well, then Baal HaChatzer chayv. Then the owner of the chatzer is going to be liable if his animals damage your shor. Okay, now, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, for all these cases, you're not going to be liable until the Baal HaBayis, that's what the Vached's in, until the Baal HaBayis accepts upon himself to guard, to make sure that his animal does not damage your animal. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? It's really the same kind of case three times. The first case is you bring your pots into, you Reuben bring your pots into Shimon's backyard without permission, and then his animal damages them, breaks those pots, he's going to be pater. If you brought them in without permission and his animal got hurt as a result of those pots, you're going to be chayev. If you had permission to bring them in and then his animal damaged your pots, well then he's going to be chayev. Same thing for fruit, same thing for an ox. If you bring your fruit in and you didn't have a right to bring your fruit in and then his animal ate your fruit, he's going to be pater. If his animal got damaged as a result of your fruit, you're going to be chayev. If you had a right to bring them there, then the Baal Chatzer is going to be chayev. And then we discuss the same thing, similar idea for sure. Parenthetically, we discuss what happens if your ox falls into his pit and dirties up the waters, so then you're going to be chayev. If your ox falls into the pit and his father or son are there, then you're going to have to pay kofar. And then the final thing that we said was Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe's opinion was that in all these cases, the only way that the Baal HaBayis is going to be liable when his animal or his items damage the things that you bring into his rishos is if he accepts shmira, if he accepts responsibility to make sure that his items don't damage your items. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara starts off with an interesting diak. The Gemara says, "Time of the shalobar shos." The reason for this is that you didn't have permission. What case are we talking about? So Rashi points us that when we're talking about this, the opening case of the Mishnah, when we say that if you bring your pots into Shimon's backyard and you didn't have permission to bring them there, so he said, if his animal breaks your pots, Shimon's going to be pater. If Shimon's animal gets hurt as a result of your pots, so then you're going to be chayav. So the reason that you're liable is that you didn't have a right for you to bring your pots there, right? So time is a shalobar shos. The reason for this is that you didn't have a right, you didn't have permission to bring your pots there. That's why when his animal gets hurt on your pots, you're going to be liable. Habar shos, but if you had permission to bring your pots into Shimon's backyard, then, and Shimon's animal gets hurt, if you had permission, lo mechayev bal kederos b'niske behem to the Baal Chatzer. So then the implication of the mission is that you, the Baal Kederos, would not be liable for the damages of his animal, of the Baal Chatzer's animal, because you had permission to bring your pots there. And it's unfortunate that the Baal HaBayis, the Baal Chatzer's animal, got hurt, but he gave you permission to bring your things there. So even though you brought your things there and his animal got hurt, you're not going to be liable for that. V'lo arminan, and we don't say kibuli kabel Baal Kederos, the Baal Kederos, the owner of the pots, you did not accept upon yourself shnitirusa, shmira, protection to behemto, the Baal Chatzer, of the animal of the Baal Chatzer. What does it mean? What that means is you might have thought that if I allow you, or if this fellow, if Shimon allows you to bring your chemistry set into his house, and then somebody gets hurt on this chemistry set, you have hydrochloric acid in there, hydrofluoric acid in there, whatever it is, and someone gets hurt in the house, you would have thought, well, look, you, even though he gave you permission to keep your chemistry set in his house, but maybe he's saying you can keep it here, and I'll make sure that it doesn't hurt anybody else, but he's not allowing you to just bring stuff into his house that other people in the house are going to get hurt, and you're not going to be responsible for that. You might have thought that maybe there's some expectation that your items have to make sure that the things you bring into his house are not going to hurt anybody. So what seems to be emerging from the Mishnah is that that's not the case over here. The Tana of the Mishnah seems to hold that it's only because you didn't have permission to bring your pots into his backyard. That's why when his animal gets hurt on your pots, that's why you're liable. But if you had permission to bring your things there, then even when his animal gets hurt, you're going to be pater. Why? Because we do not say that when you are given permission to bring your things into his rishus, you are not accepting upon yourself the shmira of his animals, of the things that he has. You're not accepting upon yourself the responsibility that your thing is not going to damage the things that he has. So the question is, who holds that way? So says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Mani, whose opinion is that? Rabbi he. That's Rabbi's opinion, because we know that Rabbi holds the Amar, because Rabbi says, Kol bistama, any case that you have general agreement between the two parties, Lo kabbalah lay netirusa, there's no formal acceptance of Shmira between them. There's no acceptance of Shmira them. In other words, because Reuven, when he brought his pots into Shimon's backyard, there was no, even when he has permission to bring it in, but because there was no actual acceptance where they stipulated that I'm accepting upon myself to make sure that my chemistry set doesn't hurt the people in your house, or my pots are not going to hurt anybody, any of your animals, because there was no formal acceptance, then there is no acceptance. Any case where it's general agreement between the two that you're allowed to keep my things here, but I didn't accept upon you, but you didn't accept upon yourself to any Shmira, so there is no acceptance of Shmira. That's what Rebbe's opinion is. So again, what Rebbe basically holds is that if you bring your chemistry set into Shimon's house, and Shimon has animals that get hurt by that chemistry set, you are not going to be chayiv for damages unless you specifically accept it upon yourself. You're saying, I'm keeping my chemistry set in your house, and I'm accepting by myself all responsibility that anybody who gets hurt on this chemistry set, I'm going to be responsible for. Now, the problem is that if you tell me that the opening part of the Mishnah is the opinion of Rebbe, so we have a little problem here. First of all, Ema Seifa, take a look at the Seifa. If you keep reading on the Mishnah says, Im Hichnes Bershus, if you brought in those things with permission, if you brought your pots if Reuben brought his pots into Shimon's backyard, into Shimon's courtyard, with permission, well then, if Shimon's animals damage those pots, what's the halacha? Bal Chatzar Chayv, the owner of the Chatzar is going to be responsible. Wait a second. Presumably, it's two-way over here. In other words, when I bring something into, if you bring something into Shimon's house, you bring in this chemistry set. So on the one hand, we have to figure out, are you accepting responsibility to make sure that nobody gets hurt as a result of this chemistry set? And similarly, is Reuven accepting responsibility that nobody in his house is going to take that chemistry set and flush it down the toilet? Is there responsibility on both ends? We have to figure out, are you accepting responsibility that the things you bring in are not going to damage anybody in the house? And is Reuven accepting responsibility that the things that he has in his house are not going to damage that set? Now the problem is, keep reading on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when Reuven brings his pots into Shimon's backyard, and he had a right to bring his pots there, well then, is Shimon going to be responsible for things that his property does to Reuven's pots? The Mishnah says, Bal Chatzar Chayiv, the Bal Chatzar is going to be liable. Why is he liable? There was no formal acceptance of Shmir. There was no acceptance. There was no formal acceptance. There was no specifically indicated acceptance of Shmira that Shimon is accepting upon himself to make sure that nothing that he has in his house is going to damage the items that Reuven brings in. Well, then why should he be chayiv? If it's Rebbe's opinion, Rebbe holds that the only way that Shimon should be responsible for things that his property does to Reuven's pots is if Shimon accepted responsibility. But there was no formal acceptance. There was no specific acceptance of Shmira. So Asan Rabbanan, that part of the Mishnah seems to come out like the Chachamim, the Ami Bistama, who say that when you're dealing with the case of Stam, Nami Kibuli Kabbal Leinitirusa, he's also accepting upon himself Shmira. Well then, wait a second. So now what that seems to be telling us is that the first part of the Mishnah, when you bring your pots in and you didn't have permission to be there, if Shimon's animal gets damaged in those pots, the Baal Kedirus is going to be chayiv. That's because he didn't have permission. But if he would have had permission, then he would not be. Then the Baal Kedirus would not be chayiv. That's Rebbe's opinion. But then you keep reading the very next words, Vim Hichnes Bershus, Baal Chatzar Chayiv. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. Okay, and then if you keep reading further on in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says Vesu, and then furthermore, the Mishnah says at the very end, Rebbe Omer Bekulon Eino Chayiv Aichikav Lo Baal Bayis Lishmar. Rebbe holds that in all these cases, you're not going to be liable unless the Baal Bayis accepts responsibility to guard those things. So, Reisha V'Seifa, Rebbe Matzias, Rebbe, the opening line of the Mishnah and the closing line of the Mishnah is Rebbe's opinion, U'Matzias Rabbanan, and the middle part of the Mishnah is the Chachamim. How does that make any sense? So says the Gemara, Amar of Zera. Rav Zera says, Tavra, Taka, that's a big kasha. That's a problem. Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. The one who taught this one did not teach this one. Meaning to say, there's really a machlokas what the Chachamim hold. Do the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe or not? And there's two understandings of what the Chachamim's opinion is. According to some, he does disagree with Rebbe, and according to others, he does not disagree with Rebbe. And that's what's going on in the Mishnah. That's why there's not really a stira over here. Okay, that's Rav Zeira's way out. Rava Amar, Rava says no. Kula Ravani, the whole Mishnah is really the opinion of the Chachamim. How does this make any sense? Then if the whole Mishnah is the opinion of the Chachamim, how does it make sense that the opening line of the Mishnah is telling you that if Shimon's animal got damaged as a result of the pats that you brought in and you didn't have a right to bring your pats there, so you are going to be liable. But if you didn't have, if that's because you didn't have permission, but if you did have permission, then it sounds like from the Mishnah that you would not be responsible. But then the Mishnah goes on and says, if you brought in your things and you had permission, then the Baal HaChatzer is accepting upon himself Shmira, he's accepting upon himself that his items are not going to damage your items. How does that make any sense? So Rava says, Kuler Bananchi Ubershus Shmiras Kederis Kibla Alav Baal HaChatzer. When it's a case of Bershus, when I'm allowing you to keep your things in my backyard, in my courtyard, implicit in that is Shmira, that my items are not going to damage your items. But it's not the other way. Va'afilu nishbaruach. And even if a wind breaks them, I'm accepting responsibility that nothing is going to damage these things. But the Baal Kederos, when you bring your things into my house, you didn't accept any responsibility that your items are not going to damage the people or the things in my house. Okay, and that's how Rava gets out of it. In other words, there's a difference between when the Baal Kederos, the acceptance of Shmira that the Baal Kederos has upon himself versus acceptance of Shmira that the homeowner has on himself. So to plug that back into the chemistry set case, if you bring your chemistry set into Shimon's house, and so does that mean that you're accepting upon yourself that this chemistry set is not going to hurt anybody in the house? No, that's not what that means. But does it mean that Shimon is going to make sure that nobody in his house damages that chemistry set or flushes it down the toilet? Yeah, that is what it means. In fact, he's accepting such shmir on himself that even if a wind comes and ruins it, he's accepting shmir on himself. Okay, so what do we say over here? We had the three cases. We had these three cases in the Mishnah where you're bringing your pots into the courtyard of the Baal Bais. If you didn't have permission, then and his animal damages your things, you're going to be potter. If you didn't have permission and the things and his animal got damaged, you're going to be liable. If you did have permission, then the owner of the courtyard is going to be liable for things that happen to the items that you bring in. The Gemara says, wait a second. So that's only because you didn't have permission. That's why if his items get damaged and if his animal gets damaged as a result of your pots, that's why you're going to be liable. But if you did have permission, then he's not going to be liable. It sounds like that's the opinion of Rebbe. The problem is that the second part of the Mishnah where it says, if you brought your things in and you have permission, the Baal Chatzar is accepting upon himself Shmir to make sure that the things in his house don't damage your thing, your pots. So that sounds like the opinion of the Chachamim. The problem is that in the closing line of the Mishnah, it says specifically Rebbe's opinion. So what's going on over here? So we have two explanations for how to deal with the steer in the Mishnah. Rav Zeira says, you're right, there's Machlokas, what the Chachamim's opinion is. The second opinion is Rava. Rava says, no, the whole thing is the Rabbanan, meaning the first part and second part of the Mishnah is the opinion of the Chachamim, and there's a difference between the Shmira that the Baal Kederos accepts upon himself when I bring something into your Rishos versus the acceptance of Shmira that you have to make sure that the things that you have in your property are not going to damage my items. Okay, let's hold here.